We're back on vegetables again. What do you call the vegetable with the strong odor that makes you cry when you cut it?
Oh, I guess that's onions.
Couldn't do much of anything else. How about the little small ones? You call them anything else?
Well, there are shallots.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the kind you pull up and fry green.
Now, that's not what I was growing this summer, was it? Those little things?
No. Those were... He grew them from sets, from onion sets. And you can grow onions from seed if you have the patience.
Mm-hmm. Would you call those small ones green onions?
The ones you pulled
uh-huh.
up? Yes.
Okay.
The ones you set out were sets mm-hmm. to make the green onions, but then when you pulled them up to use them, they were green onions.
And a shallot looks a lot like a little green onion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, does it have a stronger taste? Or?
No, just about the same. They just don't make a bulb. They just stay, and they'll stay in the ground through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pull them and eat them real early in the spring. They kind of multiply, you know, and more comes up than just one. It comes up a whole cluster of them.
Yeah, right.
But they don't make onions to slice, you know, and use big onions.
Right. Name some things that you might put in a vegetable soup if you're cooking a big pot.
Well, I would like to put some peas and some corn and maybe some butter beans, some okra, and some tomatoes, and beef broth if I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be enough to go into the...
Sounds good.
Well, of course you'd want some onions in it.
Yeah.
But your daddy and I'd
if
have
you
to
could
have...
eat them.
Your daddy and I'd have to have the onions left out.
Right. What would you call the skin of an apple? If it dried up, you'd say that apple was all.
I see it was all crinkled or dried up.
Okay.
But the skin's peeling.
Would you ever say shriveled? Would you ever talk about apple skin being shriveled up?
Yeah, that's before they get to the stage I was thinking about right then.
Oh, okay.
I think I've got something yonder now that's shriveled.
What's that, about as dry as it can get?
No, they just begin to wrinkle.
Oh, okay. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage, cauliflower.
That's all I think of, lettuce.
Uh-huh. That come in heads. Collards you see's on the same line, but they don't head.
Yeah, they don't head. They just push it in front. If you wanted to get beans out of the pot and you were doing it by hand, what would you say you were doing?
Well, I'd say I was dipping.
Dipping?
Uh-huh.